Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Lady Beard's Kauai Connection on SBS Pop Asia.
Once a jolly cross-dresser sat down in Tokyo under the guise of a five-year-old girl, and he sang as he watched and tried to catch a Pokemon. You'll come a-waltzing with Kauai. Waltzing Kauai, waltzing Kauai. You'll come a-waltzing with Kauai. And he sang as he watched and tried to catch a Pokemon. You'll come a-waltzing with Kauai.
Welcome, my little Kauai Cinderblocks, to Lady Beard's Kauai Connection for another week. Yay! Kauai Connection Desk! I am Lady Beard, your host, and it is a pleasure, as always, to be with you today, my little sweetie, but sweet swaggle, swiggle swaps. You guys are the best. So, as you can hear, I'm keeping my voice down. And as you can hear, once again, I don't have my microphone with me. Let me explain why. So, Lady Beard's life just gets more ridiculous by the second. So, first of all, guys, my sincere apologies for the lack of show last week. Chaos ensued in Lady Beard's life, basically, is what happened. The chaos ensued. There was extreme drama, blunt force trauma to my life. And amidst the chaos, the show, last week's Kauai Connection, ended up being a little bit of collateral damage. So I'm going to explain a little bit later exactly what happened. It was pretty hectic, but I sincerely apologize to everybody who listened in and found there was no show. My deepest apologies. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Let me tell you why I'll tell you later on why I've got no microphone, but let me tell you why my voice is so quiet, and I'm gonna have to keep it quiet for the whole show. This week I am being forced to pre-record my show because I'm going to be on an aeroplane. I think I'm getting off the aeroplane just about the time the show goes to air, so I have to pre-record the show today. So it's currently 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning. I am at the airport hotel at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. The schedule, oh my goodness. So here's what happened. I was in Beijing yesterday. I had work in Beijing over the weekend, and the original plan, because we've got work in Shanghai as of tomorrow, so the plan was to just, you know, go from Beijing to Shanghai, and that would be easy, 1, 2, 3. For some reason, the schedule got all changed, so we had to come from Beijing back to Tokyo, spend 10 hours in Tokyo, then catch a plane to Shanghai. Beijing and Shanghai is like, I think it's less than a 2-hour flight. It's a very, very, it's not far. They're not very far from one another. It is far more time consuming and far more exhausting to come back to Tokyo from Beijing and then go to Shanghai. So, but I was told there was no other way. There's no other way. It's what you're gonna do, Lady Beard. So consequently, it's 5 a.m. and I have to talk very, very quietly so I don't wake up the other hotel patrons. So that's exactly what you need for a high-energy show like this one. The inability to make noise. I sincerely apologize, everybody. And I apologize for the bad sound quality, too. I'll explain that later on. It has been... Well, but tell you what, though. Going to be a big show today, of course, because we've got 2 weeks worth of stuff to catch up on. 2 weeks of stuff last weekend, like I said, absolute chaos. I'll tell you about that later. This week, also pretty hectic and chaotic. There's a lot to talk about. So let's get straight into it. It's going to be an action-packed show. So thank you for tuning in and don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Lady Beard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia Radio. Guys, I think I'm going to be off the plane just in time to actually hear the show tonight. So I'm not coming to you live, but I can hear the show. So hashtag me anyway, yeah? Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Lady Beard, and I'll still be able to see your awesome hashtags. So, Lady Beard's Adventures. Let me tell you what happened, guys. What a chaotic weekend last weekend was. Holy moly. So, last time I spoke to you guys, I was in Paris, I believe, and I remember coming to you exhausted. I was lying on my hotel couch because I was exhausted because I've been walking around all day at the Chateau de Versailles, which was beautiful. Paris, absolutely beautiful city. It was my first time there. Just amazes me. Just everything, everywhere, all the time. Stunningly beautiful. Just every building I see, I'm like, what the intricate details, so amazing. Wowzers, Paris. They really got it right with the visual on that city. Good job, French. I left Paris, by the way, just a few hours before the terror attack in Nice, which is, of course, very, very sad. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in France, especially those who were affected, the victims and their families. That attack actually felt incredibly personal to me, because as much as I don't think I, you know, personally know anyone who is in Nice, who was a victim of the attack, I'd spent the whole week meeting really friendly French people, and of course I'd left just moments before it happened. So that kind of, you know, that was quite a shocking and confronting thing to hear when we got the news. We got off the plane in Panama and we heard the news and we were like, whoa. So it was pretty horrible. And my sincerest condolences to everyone in France who was affected. Yeah, that was horrible. But let's get back to Lady Beard. So I get this plane from Paris to France, right? We've got a show booked. Sorry, from Paris to Panama. We got a performance booked in Costa Rica, okay? San Jose, Costa Rica. Very exciting. My second time ever in Latin America. Last time was in Mexico a few months ago. This time, Costa Rica. Very excited. So we get to Panama Airport, and we've got like a three-hour layover or something. So get our food and whatnot. And we're just chilling out, everything. In that layover time in Panama Airport, my manager, Naoko, gets sick, and as a result of her sickness, we ended up missing our connecting flight to San Jose. So we're like, oh, God. So we have to go and find a hotel and stay the night in Panama and reschedule our plane to the next day. Luckily, that worked out okay with the schedule. Like, we had a spare day, so luckily that was all okay. But the part that was not okay was the airline lost our suitcase. And I mean, the airline has lost our suitcase. No one knows where the smell it is. Pardon me. We think what happened was in France, they just didn't put it on the plane. Or maybe it went to Panama and then someone in Panama put it in the wrong place, or it got stolen or something. Like, we genuinely have no idea. We, because they, you know, we missed our flight, and so they take our bags off the plane. And so they're like, yeah, you can go find your bag over in that place. So we go looking for our suitcases. We got two of them. We find one. We're like, where's the other one? Trying to track down this suitcase was just 4 days of insane stress, guys. So luckily, the suitcase that we found was the one that contained all the stuff for the show. Had, you know, all the costumes that I needed for the show and the appearances in Panama. Had all my stuff that I needed for the show. The suitcase we lost, however, basically contained all of my and Naoko's personal effects. So we've just lost tons of all our personal effects, all our clothes and stuff. I feel so sorry for Naoko, because it was mainly her personal stuff in there that got lost. So she had a really horrible couple of days, because she had like one change of clothes. So we had to go shopping for the poor girl to try and get her more clothes and everything. It was horrible. But this whole time in Costa Rica, we're trying to track down this suitcase, and there were two airlines involved. I won't tell you their names to protect their reputations, even though they've both done a pretty bad job, so I kind of want to attack their reputations, but I won't. And both of them were like, we're calling both of them nonstop. One of them just won't answer the phone. What the? And both of them just keep blaming the other one. We're like, nah, it's not us, it's them. And the other one's like, nah, it's totally not us, it's the other guys. So just absolute chaos. We thought we had found the suitcase. We thought it had been left in Paris, but then we were told they knew where it was in Paris, but then they couldn't get it out of storage in Paris. And in the end, it became, no, that was a lie. No one knows where your suitcase is. It's gone. So it was just gone. So that was going on. The event itself in Costa Rica, wonderful event, by the way, wonderful, wonderful event. Costa Ricans, some of the nicest, warmest, friendliest people I have ever met. Just wonderful fans. Everyone was so polite, so courteous. Everyone was so happy to be at the convention, and the people who I met were really happy to see me. They made my experience in Costa Rica, suitcase aside, really fantastic. So to everyone in Costa Rica, thank you so much for that. However, in Costa Rica, incredibly hard work. We had to work harder at that convention than we normally do. In fact, I'd say the work at that convention was probably double what I would normally do at a convention. On the Sunday, we did the Saturday, I think it was 3.5 hours of fan service. So 3.5 hours of meeting people and hugging and signing and whatnot, followed by a 25-minute show. And then on Sunday, it was 5 hours of fan service, followed by a 45-minute show. So that's really a lot of work, guys. that's a big day. Normally, I might do a max of 2 hours of fan service before the show of whatever length. So 5 hours and then the show was a massive, massive day. And then trying to deal with the suitcase as well, because Narco's English is not fluent, so I'm having to get on the phone and do all the English and everything. And that's things like, you know, we have a break in fan service and she's finally on the phone with the airline. She's like, talk to him right now. So I've got to talk to him right now. All this kind of madness. And then, also, of course, let's not forget that Costa Rica is like, with the time difference, it's like 18 hours or something behind Australia. So, of course, every time when I do this show, I need to coordinate the time difference from wherever I am to make sure it's the time we go to air in Sydney, right? So, with the chaos of the time difference, keeping in mind I just had the French time difference, just gone over to Costa Rica, and you get kind of confused because of the jet lag and everything. And, you know, yesterday you knew that it was 11 a.m. when it was actually 8 p.m. in Sydney. Now suddenly today it's 3 a.m. when it's 8 p.m. in Sydney, and your brain's going all haywire and your body clock's all crazy anyway because you jet lagged. So basically, guys, amidst the chaos of all the hard work of the convention and trying to find this mother-loving suitcase and the time difference, the show we just missed the show. We just missed it. We were like trying to check the time difference. We got so much stuff going on. We're like, wait, did we miss the show? I think it's already gone showtime in Sydney. And we check things and we're like, oh my God, we missed the show. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I'm like, what the? So, good job, SBS, for actually playing something, for covering me. I sincerely apologize to everyone so much for missing the show. It was genuinely a hectic, chaotic slab of madness in Lady Beard's life. And then, guys, we get through that chaos, miss the show, talk to SBS, say sorry. They say, it's cool, we covered for you. I say, thanks. Get in the airplane, come back to Japan. Thank God no suitcases get lost that time. Get back to Japan, and then there's no time for rest. We get straight back into chaos. I'll tell you about that chaos in a second, because I've been talking for 10 minutes explaining that saga. Here's a song to keep you going, and we'll get back to more chaos explanation very shortly. Back to more Ladybeard's adventures. So the second we get off the plane in Tokyo, the madness begins again. We had a day full of meetings about upcoming stuff in the future, and then the day after that, we had to shoot NHK's Bitworld. So it was a live broadcast of NHK's Bitworld. So there's this children's TV show called Bitworld that I've appeared on several times. And this time was a live broadcast. It was my first time doing live TV in Japan. And what an experience. So, you know, you go in early in the day and you rehearse everything so everyone knows exactly what's going on. But here's the thing. In this particular show, there was going to be a bunch of children on camera as well. A bunch of children ranging from 5 to 10 years old, and they were going to be part of the show, and they were not there for the rehearsal. So the idea was, you know, everything's a surprise for them, so they have very natural reactions. These kids were so awesome. They had so much energy and they were just loving the whole thing. They were out of control. So it's been very strange in Bitworld recently because I've been playing this character. I've been dressed as myself, dressed as Ladybeard, wearing my pink and white bikini, yet playing this character named Chaos Daman, who is this angry person that the owner of a ryokan, a Japanese-style hotel, transforms into when she's mad, and I turn up and I wreak havoc upon the normal presenters of the show, right? So I turn up in this episode, and what's happened is there's a toilet in the hotel which the guests are not allowed to use, but people use it anyway, and then I turn up and I'm very angry, and I give them challenges and I say, I'll only let you go if you can pass my challenges. So the challenge on this particular one was I had this incredibly heavy rock and the kids had to make a getting strong medicine. They had to basically create their own performance enhancer by with the ingredients provided. They had like a slab of beef and like some vegetables and like protein powder, and they had to decide the percentages of what they should mix together to make this get strong medicine. And so they, you know, they mix it all together and they shoot the kids' reaction when they drink it, and it's supposed to be really disgusting tasting, and then the kids can lift up the rock. It was madness. Just explaining it now in English. It's the first time I've tried to explain it in English right now, and I realize how absurd it is. If you see the video, it's probably less absurd, but good clean fuzz. So we get through that. Then the second that's finished, guys, I go to sleep, wake up at like 4 a.m. or something the next day to catch the next plane to Beijing. So we did this event in Beijing on Sunday. And so live events in China, guys, at conventions, are often challenging. The biggest challenge that we often encounter with live events in China is, one, the plan always changes, and two, we always have technical problems. Always. I don't know where these convention people are getting their, you know, their sound technicians from, but they got to get a new sound technician supplier. Sound technicians always mess up, right? This time in China was no exception. So we go and, beforehand, we run really late. Like, the organizers run really late to pick us up from the hotel. So I think we arrive at the venue at the time we're supposed to be stepping on stage. We don't know anything about what we're doing on stage. We have no clue. So we got to talk through the plan and decide what we're doing, figure out what they want us to do on stage and everything, and do it as quickly as we can. By the way, I was with Sailor Fuku Oji-san, who I have not worked with for a long time, for like 2 years, I think. So it was wonderful to see him again this time around in China. So we talked to the MC. The MC is this very capable, very competent young girl. She seems very good. She's fluent in English. So she's going to, the plan is for her to translate for me when we're on stage two, work out everything. Like, okay, cool. We go over to our like side stage holding area and they announce us. We go on stage, right? And it's me and it's Oji-san and we're there with this MC girl. And then, out of nowhere, the boss of the company gets on stage and takes a microphone and just starts talking, just starts going for it. So the whole thing that we've got planned just falls away because this guy is just talking. He's just talking and talking and talking. And I'm kind of looking at this MC girl going, What's he doing? And she's like, I don't know. This wasn't part of the plan. and he kind of stopped talking. And I'd go, exactly. So, and I'd take a breath to start talking. Then he'd start talking again. Blah, 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 blah. So we're like, what's going on? We get through this show somehow. We get over to the fan service. Fan service in China is really, really fun because the Chinese fans are fantastic. They're always really, really excited to see me. They run up big, big hugs. A lot of the time they do that hug when they hug you and they jump up and down at the same time, which is lovely. So I love meeting the fans in China always. It was fantastic. And then, so this particular time we had two events in one day, right? Both organized by this dude who was on stage with us who wouldn't stop talking. Okay, so we get through the first one. We all get on this bus to the second one. They're like, it's going to be like an hour and a half long ride to the second venue. Like, okay, cool. So we're going along, you know, normal Beijing roads and like highways and things. And then after like an hour or so, we turn off the highway and we kind of go into kind of these back streets where there are, you know, like old ladies sitting on the road brushing their teeth and like stray dogs running around and stuff. Like, okay. We then go, but we're still in like a nor, we're still in the city, right? We then go from there onto like this tiny little path that the path, I swear, this road is not wide enough for the bus. So we've got like the right side wheels on the path and then the left side wheels like falling off the path. So we're all sitting on a slant and we're just trundling into the jungle. There is just foresty jungleness on either side of us. The bus is like trees are swacking into the front of the bus as we're going through. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Where are we? We're in the middle of nowhere. We get taken out and the bus stops just in the middle of flipping nowhere. We are out, there's like one little building and then some dodgy dirt path going up a hill. And like, they're like, okay, we're here, we made it. I'm like, what do you mean we're here, we made it? We get out of this van. We've got our two huge suitcases with us, right? I can't remember why I can't remember if we'd already checked out of the hotel or what. We got these two huge suitcases with us. It starts raining, so there's mud everywhere, and we're trying to like pull our suitcases through this mud, and everything's covered in mud. And they're like, yeah, the event's just up there. You just got to walk for a little bit up this dodgy dirt path. I'm like, what? I say to Naoko, is there really an event out here? Or are we about to get kidnapped and like have our organs harvested or something? Right? So I thought maybe we were going to get I thought maybe it was going to be like a front for a terrorist hostage situation. Like they tie us up and everything. And like they put on a video web feed to Malcolm Turnbull and they're standing there and they're showing me and they're going, we have your beloved crossdresser. If you want him back, you'll have to pay $50 billion to our bank account. And Malcolm and the Australian defense ministers are sitting there and they say, oh, you picked the wrong crossdresser to mess with, mate. And then the next 2 hours is like an action movie of me battling these terrorist kidnappers. It's just like Olympus Has Fallen, except with Lady Bear. And I'm like, gotta bust out of this thing and like fight these terrorists and take their guns off them. Save everyone else from the event who's there. Orgy-san helps me. He's like my computer analyst guy and he like does all this tech stuff to help me out. The final scene is like they've still got Naoko and there's like one terrorist with a gun to Naoko's head and another terrorist with like his finger on the button to, you know, send nuclear weapons all over the world. And they're like, which one's it going to be, Ladybeard? Save your manager or save the world? Naoko screaming out, Peter-chan, save the world, don't worry about me. And so the terrorist goes, ha 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 ha, and he goes, and pulls the trigger with a gun, like, at Naoko's head. And I'm like, no, and I like run in slow motion, right? And like, I dive out as the bullet is traveling towards Naoko's head. I catch the bullet in mid-air, and whilst I am still in my jump, I throw the bullet at the second terrorist whose finger is about to press the button to send the nuclear weapons out to destroy the whole Earth, and it hits him in the head just a microsecond before he can press the button. He goes down. He's been dead from my amazing bullet throw, and then the terrorist who tried to shoot Naoko says, and then there were two. And then we have this epic hand-to-hand battle. And I end up giving him like a kawaii rana and then giving him Women's Liberation, my pro wrestling finisher. And finally, I take him out. And they're like, I saved Naoko, I saved the world. Like on the video feed, Malcolm and all the defense ministers start clapping. Like, we knew you could do it, Ladybeard. Thanks for saving the planet. That didn't happen. What happened was we got taken out. Finally, we walked through this dodgy dirt road. Our stuff's all covered in mud. We're all disgusting and muddy. We finally get taken to this little farmhouse thing. And then, like, another walk from there, there's, like, a hall where the event's gonna be. There's, like, deer running around. There's flipping deer. Everyone's like, oh, look, a deer. I'm like, what the... hell are we? We're out in the sticks with deer. We get taken to this event hall. And we do this performance there. It was the dustiest stage I've ever been on. Like, you jump and all this dust goes poof out of the stage. Madness. Absolute madness. And then we get straight back on this plane, come to Tokyo, stay here for 10 hours, go back to Shanghai. This is my life, people. This is my life. J-pop news. Welcome to J-pop news, people. Here we go. First story today. Girl from Nogizaki 46 and girl from Kaiyakizaka 46 are both on the cover of a popular magazine together. That's all I can tell you, I'm sorry, because the article is filled with difficult kanji that I don't know. And I don't have anyone with me to help me read it, because it's 6 a.m. and I'm in this hotel. So I apologize for not having better information. Those girls run a magazine. Good job, them. Number two today, Ayana Fujisaki from Denpagumi Inc., bless her, has started a fashion career. So she's doing a bunch of fashion now. If you're into fashion, you can check that out. I'm sure she's going to make very fashionable things. She'll be selling her stuff at the Spins chain of stores. Excellent. X-Japan, Lunacy, and Glay are going to all be performing at Visual Japan Summit 2016, powered by Rakuten. If you don't know those bands, they're pretty much the three biggest, most legendary visual key bands that there are. So they're going to be performing at this enormous show from October 14 through to 16 at Mezahari Mess in Chiba and next to Tokyo, and they're expecting a total of 100,000 fans to attend over those 3 days. That is pretty epic. Hysterical Lolita, the short version of the music video for the new song Cry No More by Hysterical Lolita has been released on YouTube, so you can check it out. And finally, the Mighty Baby Metal performed last weekend on July 18 at the Alternate Press Music Awards in the US, and they collaborated with the one and only Rob Halford from Judas Priest. That is crazy. He is, of course, a metal legend. They collaborated together. Sui Metal played guitar on one of the songs, and they had a really wonderful time from all reports, and they want to collaborate further in the future. And that is J-pop news for today. Welcome back to Ladybeard's Kawaii Connection on SBS Pop Asia Radio. So, Pokemon Go. Wowzers, guys. What a movement. People are losing their minds over Pokemon Go, aren't they? People, what, the world has changed dramatically purely over Pokemon Go. People are doing all this stuff they never did before. Total recluses are getting out and about. People are, like, just looking at their phones to the extent at which they're walking off cliffs. They're walking into traffic. They're, like, injuring themselves at the quest for Pokemon. I don't even play Pokemon Go, and I'm doing all those things anyway. It's just what happens as I wander through life. Guys, we're out of time. Aww, it's always sad when we're out of time. However, from my perspective, it's currently 6:20, and the breakfast buffet is finally open. I've been up since 4. I am hungry like the wolf, so I'm going to go and get amongst a bit of eating. I have learnt that it's very difficult to eat properly and work out properly and stay in any kind of shape when you're traveling. It's incredibly challenging. Hotels always say, yeah, we got a gym in the hotel, but the gym is always open at the exact hours when I'm outside the hotel. So I'm in my hotel room trying to do these weird workouts, just, you know, doing just mountains of squats and sit-up variations and putting my feet on the bed doing push-ups, like trying to do like one-armed rows with the mattress. Sorry, I'm not complaining. I really enjoyed the traveling, so it's all good. Guys, thank you as always for listening. I love every one of you so much, my little kawaii cupids. I'll see all of you again very soon. Love every single one of you, you little sweet potatoes. Before we go today, do you remember a few weeks ago I said I was listening to a bunch of deathcore, and I was listening to this Japanese deathcore band called Devilouf, and I said, it's too heavy for me to play on the radio. I've found the line. It's too heavy. I can't go over this line. It's too heavy and aggressive for me to play on the radio. Well, I thought I'd play it anyway. So if SBS don't want me to, I guess they'll just cut it out. But this is Ladybeard's choice coming at you. We're taking it out today with Devilouf with Ruin. Guys, I love every one of you always. Thank you so much for listening. Ladybeard or Desmina, I stereo you. I'll see you very soon. Enjoy catching Pokemons.